video also. I'd like to first acknowledge my co-authors. It was Derek Whitelock, Ed Hughes, and Marvis Galen. They're all there at the laboratory in Mesilla Park. I'm going to give a kind of an update, although none of you have ever seen this before, on some work that we've been doing probably the last couple of years on trying to get rid of C-coat fragments of the saw-type lint cleaner. And the latest thing that we have been looking at is using an air knife that is mounted on the first lint cleaner grid bar. We've looked at C-cotton cleaning to try to get rid of these things. We've looked at roller ginning. We've looked at several different things. And right now we're concentrating on maybe trying to get rid of these things at the lint cleaner. So this is what I'm going to be talking about. Just in general, the concept of an air knife, it's something that is commonly used in manufacturing to blow off debris, maybe off of a line or something. It can also be used to break the attachment force between two materials. In this case, it's going to be between a C-coat fragment and some attached fiber. And it can be powered with either compressed air or a more efficient blower, and I'll talk about this a little bit later. As far as a gin application goes, we have a high intensity sheet of air exiting the air knife or the plenum, and we're directing this directly at the first grid bar and at the lint cleaner saw. And I'll have some pictures and some video that you'll be able to see this more clearly. This high air velocity is distributed along the entire grid bar, and what we're trying to do is to break that C-coat fragment and attach lint away from the lint that is attached to the saw. The air knife is made up of the plenum that is 66 inches wide. That's what our lint cleaners are at the laboratory. They're Continental Lodestars. The air plenum contains 124 holes. They're 1/16 inch in diameter. We do have an adjustable deflector to adjust the airflow. It's powered by an industrial blower. It's a high volume, low pressure blower. And then we do have a glow valve to adjust the pressure. Okay, this is a picture of the air knife. Do I have a pointer? Okay, here's the pointer. This is, of course, sitting on a bench top right now. This is the plenum. This is the air knife itself. This is the grid bar. Right now, we're going to be testing this with not only the standard grid bar, but grid bars. This particular one has two edges. We have been trying different grid bars also to get rid of C-coat fragments. And there are some designs of grid bars that might be helpful in removing them. So maybe in combination with this air knife, maybe these double-edged grid bars will also help. But we are going to test it with a standard grid bar. Here's the adjustable deflector. The air knife is also adjustable with respect to this grid bar. This is just another picture. This right here represents the lint cleaner saw. This is the same diameter as the lint cleaner saw. But you can see this is a back view. This is the air knife and grid bar. And this is the relation that the grid bar is with this saw. Okay, initially we're going to use two different ways to evaluate the airflow. The first way is we're going to use this is a pipetting needle, and we're going to be measuring total air pressure. We really can't put a pitot tube in there to measure velocity pressure, but we can get a pretty good idea of the air with this pipetting needle and measure total pressure. Right here is we built up a little block where we can measure two different layers of air, and then we can also go in different distances. Back here where the air is being blown at the juncture of the grid bar and the saw. We initially tried this with compressed air, And I remember several years ago talking to Joe Thomas about an air knife application. It was for a different application, and we talked about this. And Joe Thomas warned about using compressed air to run an air knife. He says it just may not work. And the first time we tried this, our machinist was right in the middle of a four-hour job on his lathe. And right in the middle of that job, we knocked down the compressor at the laboratory with this air knife. And we have a 25 horsepower screw compressor. And he was right in the middle of the job. He was not very happy. But we didn't think that we were the culprit. So, of course, we tried it again. About after he was again 2 hours into his job, we knocked it down again. So that's when we kind of decided that we need to get a blower. And a blower is probably more what a gin would use anyway. They wouldn't use compressed air to run something like this. They would use a blower. So we have acquired a blower, and we are now using a blower. But this is one of the methods that we're using to evaluate the airflow is with this pipetting needle measuring total pressure. On the preliminary readings that we have gotten, we have found out that it is critical, the position of the grid knife in relation to the grid bar is critical, and also that air deflector that you saw. They're more critical than we thought, because when we first started measuring this total pressure, we were getting anywhere from negative half inch to about positive inch and a half of pressure, and most of them were negative, which means the air was going the wrong direction. The air was going back this way instead of coming out this way. We want to blow the air out this way, kind of try to knock that seed coat fragment off, and you'll see later in some video what I'm talking about. And then the seed coat fragment will come out here with the trash. Well, we're finding out that this is critical, these adjustments. So this is going to be critical on this measurement here. This shows the relationship of the pipetting needles. It happens to be two needles here, I believe, in that block. And this is the air knife. The air comes out back here where this deflector is. I'm trying to make this mouse work. And blows right here on top of the grid bar. The other way that we're going to evaluate airflow is just visually. And this is an example of a smoke pen. Where's my pointer? A smoke pen. Again, this is the link cleaner saw that you saw earlier. There's a smoke pen that we've set up right here. We're just blowing some air through this air knife. Here is the deflector. Here is the grid bar. This was a two-edge grid bar, like I mentioned earlier. We will be testing the standard grid bar also. And you can see the direction of the airflow. Now, we're going to be doing this with still photographs and also the high-speed camera. So this is the second method that we're going to be learning more about the airflow. We have a setup on our link cleaner with the high-speed camera. We're able to see these seed coat fragments. And I'm going to be showing some videos, so you'll see this more clearly in just a minute. But I want to show you the setup. This is a conveyor that we have set up. This is the link cleaner, of course. You can see the grid bars back here. This is the front of the link cleaner. This is a conveyor that we have set up. We spread out about 40 grams of lint, and it's spread out across the conveyor. This is just a clump we've set down, but we have usually use about 40 grams of lint, and we're using a variety of cotton that has a high level of seed coat fragments. And so in this 40 grams of lint, there are probably going to be about 400 seed coat fragments. It has a lot of seed coat fragments in it. But this is where we feed the lint to the lint cleaner on this conveyor. This is a close-up of the camera. This is the camera that Ed was talking about earlier that Ed Barnes and Cotton Incorporated have purchased for us. We've used this a lot in our research to get rid of seed coat fragments with lint cleaners. We've also borrowed it to use it in roller ginning and other things. The other laboratories have used it. It's a wonderful tool, and we really do appreciate having it. But this is the setup. It's on a stand right here. We do have some high-intensity lamps. You'll notice that this lamp is pointed downward. It's not like that usually. This is just how we were just photographing the setup to document it. But the camera is pointed towards the. There it is. This showing. This is the air knife right here. This is where we feed the air to the air knife. This is the first grid bar. You can see the link cleaner right here. And so this is another method that we're going to be using to evaluate the effectiveness of this. Now, I have a video. We do not have any air turned on, but we do have, this is the air knife right here. This is the grid bar edge. And this is this view right here that I just showed, is what we're going to be looking at. For comparison purposes, this is 1 inch here. You can see the individual saw teeth right there. Again, the grid bar edge, and this is running the air knife with no air. Now, I'm going to try and point out here. I don't know if I can use the pointer or not. I don't think so. There's going to be some C-coat fragments. Here, I can use this. And watch what happens without the air. This is what the problem is. The seed coats get thrown out right there. You see that one? And it gets pulled right back in. There's another one over there. I want to show. I hope I can have. Yeah, I have enough time to show this twice because you have. There's a seed coat there. It gets pulled right back in. This is the problem. They're not being thrown out. They're just being pulled right back into the lint stream. There's a seed coat, and it's going right back. This, the 40 grams, feeding 40 grams, I'm going to run this again. Feeding the 40 grams of lint on that conveyor and photographing it is about a second, maybe a second and a half of video. And this is just a very, very tiny piece of that 1.5 second. This is not the entire video of the 40 grams. This is just, there's a C coat right there in the middle. You see how it went right back? When you first see this, it's difficult to see, but when you've looked at this for hours and hours and hours, you get, there's one right there. You get used to seeing these C coats, and there's another one right there. They just go back, and this is what we're going to try and do with the air knife. When we turn on the air, is knock these things off. That's the idea. This will be over in just a second, and I'll move on. Oh, there we go. So preliminary findings. We've showed that a lot of these fiber bundles remain attached to the saw, but some of these fibers with the attached seat coats do swing out. They pause. The velocity actually goes to zero. They actually come to a pause before being dragged back in the saw, and that's where we're going to try and get them, when they go to that pause. And of course, we have to use enough air to break these seat coat fragments away and then deposit them with the trash. We found out that a blower is probably a more appropriate source of air. And as I mentioned, the pattern of the airflow is easily influenced by the position of not only the deflector, but the air knife in relation to the grid bar. And so we're going to be spending a lot of time looking at this airflow and different air pressures. And then ultimately we'll run a gin test and determine what the level of seat coat nips and seat coat fragments are in the gin lint. Of course, we want to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated. They support this project, and we do appreciate that very much.
Questions for Carlos?
Thank you
very much.